Great night, isn't it?
Sure.
It's something about the springtime that's just cool, you know? Suck me, beautiful.
What did you just say?
Suck me, beautiful.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's not?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Welcome back to Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey.
Thank you guys for checking out our show. We got some good feedback on the last episode. People said they're excited to have us back, and you know, surprisingly, we did pretty good on the first show back. We did pretty good. Got some good feedback. Like three people. Hey, thank you for coming back.
These are all two of the feedback.
It was all like my sisters. Hey, still doing that? I guess I was like, yeah. But yeah, it's been a couple years. Since we did a full episode together, you did a segment with me the last time, which we're going to do again, by the way.
It's really been a few years.
Yeah. I think the last time we put out the episode was in 2014 or something like that. Or 15, maybe. Either way.
Wow.
Yeah. Ever since we started to decide to have our little fun killer, that's when the show went away.
Great.
Our little fun killer, by the way, is our one-year-old baby girl.
I like how you call her a fun... She's a fun killer. She's definitely the fun killer.
She's a fun killer. She's a boner killer. She is. I mean, you know, everybody likes to think of their kid as, my little angel. Our kid can be a little butthole at times.
Yeah.
And we say it in a loving way.
Like that bumper sticker that says, I have an... What is it? Like an honorable student or something. My kid is awesome, but can also be an asshole. Have you seen that one? It's like a bumper sticker you can get for your car.
I'm definitely going to get that bumper sticker. Yeah, it feels good to be back. I'm not gonna lie, it was really good to get some feedback. I got my coworker to check out her show. Thank you, Jose, for checking it out.
Did they leave their feedback?
Yeah, he said he's definitely got a new listener. I was like, cool. All right.
Sweet.
Yeah, and Joe from Podblock, he said that he wanted to hear more episodes with you because I guess he didn't want to hear me talk.
Yeah, it gets boring.
Yeah, Lane don't even like to hear me talk. The conversations are short. What's for dinner? Nothing, you fat fuck. Call me later. Bye.
That's the most annoying question for a woman, by the way.
Why is it annoying?
What's for dinner? I can't stand that shit. It's so annoying. Because I don't understand why you're so concerned. What's for dinner? Like,
you know why I ask you?
That's
what's you know why dinner? I ask you? Because it's your job to cook.
Oh, really?
That's why I bought the pink scrubbers, baby. Well, it's, you know, just to remind you.
You know what's for dinner? Rat poison. That's what's for dinner.
Cyanide. Yeah. Here, have this rat poison iced tea.
Yeah. Salmon a la rat poison.
Did you notice that's why I bought pink scrubbers? Mm-hmm. I didn't try to grab it. I was like, no. That's the girl scrubbers. That's what they scrub the dishes with.
How dare you.
Or you go throw out the trash. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why don't you do it? I'm like, ah. That's what I have kids for.
Yeah, he teaches the kids how to, like, pick up after themselves, and then he doesn't pick up after himself.
Hell no. That's what we have kids for. I mean, the more kids that we have, you know, the more slaves that we have.
Ridiculous.
Like, feed me. You can't do it yourself, Dad? Nah, feed me.
Really? You're going to get to that point, huh?
Hell yeah. Especially later.
Parenting goals.
Yeah, no shit. So, speaking of our little fun killer, our sex life, as far as like our own personal life, but our sex life has definitely taken a toll. Would you agree?
Yes.
We call it a fun killer and a bone killer. It'd be wake up first thing early in the morning and I'm freaking walking like, what is it, full wood.
Boner!
Boing! And I'm over here trying to dig it into Lane's back, thinking I'm going to get some, standing up over the bed, you know, with my sexy music, getting ready to hopefully get some. Standing over her, doing the helicopter. And then Layla wakes up. Instant boner kill. She's like looking at us like, oh, you guys are going to have fun? Yeah, not going to happen.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
This is weird too because I'm like trying to get up on the landing. I'm over here kissing her neck.
You and know, then like, here comes Layla. What you guys doing?
She just pops her little head up on the other side, like, hey. She like smells the fun in the air. She's just like, nah.
Every time. She could actually be minding her own business, and then as soon as we start having any type of fun, she's...
Like that one time we were like, put some cartoons on in the living room. And then as soon as you start getting all heavy and stuff, she comes in like, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. She goes, I smelled fun in the air. What are you guys doing?
Always. Every single damn time.
Yeah, so she's our little fun killer. And it's anything. You could be watching a movie, have a full-on tantrum. Mm-hmm. About to get busy, full-on tantrum. Sometimes I give her the look and just think to myself,
why don't you make like a tree and get the fuck out of here?
I'm sorry, it's more like this.
Get the fuck out of here.
I say that in the most loving way, like in the most endearing way.
And Father of the Year?
Father of the Year goes to me. Hmm. But, yeah, so everything kind of took a toll. And, you know, once you put her to bed, we don't have her own bed because she refuses to sleep in her fucking crib. So our fun time has to go to our walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's not fun because we have vents that... We have a walk-in closet, and the next wall over is our restroom. We have vents. So we're trying to, you know, do prison sex, like, you know, over there trying to yank on your hair, whisper, who's your daddy? It's like straight up prison sex. And, so, you know, in the middle of the night, we're trying to get a room on, and, you know, our kids get up to use the restroom in the middle of the night. And then the next morning, we have to hear about it the next day, about, like, I heard some people talking. I could hear them in the vents or something like that.
Poor Aiden woke up in the middle of the night. Actually, no, we didn't even hear it in the morning. It was that night. I happened to come out, and Aiden's like, Mom, I'm so scared I can't sleep. And I said, why? What's wrong? And he's like, I'm scared. I went to the bathroom, and I heard voices. And I was like, really? It's like trying to figure out as much as I can. What were they saying?
The ghost kept asking who the daddy was or something.
He
said he couldn't hear anything, he just heard people talking.
He heard voices. He did say that they sounded like they were right in the room. He was so freaked out. He was so scared.
So we just told him that our house is haunted. Like, shh, don't worry about the house haunted.
I told him that sometimes our vents are connected to the neighbor's bathroom. So maybe he was just hearing the neighbors talk. But he was freaked out. He was pretty freaked out. I had to like leave the lights on and sing him a bedtime story and stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah, and he's getting to the age, because he's our oldest, and he's getting to the age where he's starting to ask questions and stuff. Like, he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't really know what he's asking, but he hears words and then he'll ask, like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. For example, we went to go watch Spider-Man, and in Spider-Man, there's a line where the guy says, oh, I was watching porn. So, without skipping a beat, he turns to me in the theater and he goes, Papa, what's porn? I go, nothing. Watch a movie. And the fucking guy behind me heard it and he started laughing because it was just like, I don't know what to tell him.
You're great, Viv. You're right? Great. That's
nothing. Watch a movie.
Way to go there. Way to go.
Well, you're talking in the movie.
Shush!
You're so ridiculous. You couldn't come up with anything better?
I couldn't think of anything. Wow. I was just like,
wow.
Because I'm trying to, like, sometimes you tell them flat out.
New parent alert here.
No, you.
I would have come up with a story or something. Okay. I would have been like, it's like a food show or something. I don't know.
Okay, and then he goes to school.
It's a new Netflix series.
And then he goes to school, like, yeah, like, there's a show. I like porn. They're like, what is that? It's like, I don't know, just where they're cooking.
Get out of here.
How would you ask?
Kids would have forgot.
Huh?
He would have forgot.
He did forget, because I told him to shut up and watch the movie. I go, shut up, watch the movie.
Jeez.
That's nothing. So, okay, so he's starting to ask those questions. And that one I can just dodge, because I'm like, oh, when he gets older, maybe I can have a talk with him. The one conversation that was not ready to have, which was, we got lucky, I guess, when that homeless guy walks up to us.
Oh, that was great.
So we're walking into Walmart. And this homeless dude, we're charitable people. We like to give people money, you know?
Yeah. We try to show the kids that, you know, it's nice to give them a dollar.
Yeah, if you have an extra dollar, you know, spread the wealth or whatever. So this guy comes up to us and he goes, yeah, you know, I used to be addicted to meth. And keep in mind, all three of our kids are with us.
he's like, you know, he did not leave anything out.
Yeah. you know, and he's just like, I'm addicted to meth, you know, a couple bucks to help you out and all that.
I'm addicted to Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm high on Jesus now. I'm high on G-O-D, not P-O-T.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just like, yeah, okay, yeah, we don't have cash, so sorry, meth dude.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he walked away, what does Aiden ask?
Mom, why was he addicted to math?
He's a fucking nerd. I don't, you know.
Why would anybody want to be addicted to math? I hate math.
Yeah, so that was like, oh, okay, well, he thought math. So, yeah, that guy's a nerd. He likes math. I don't know why he needs money for math, though.
It gets addicting later on in life.
Yeah.
You'll see.
He's like, I don't want to be addicted to math. It'll ruin your life, kid. Don't do it.
Aiden, this one, I think he has like our, he kind of gives us some of our most funniest moments because he's so inquisitive.
Yeah.
You know, even that one time we're at Disneyland, did we already talk about this one?
The ninja?
The ninja?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I died.
For anybody that don't remember.
Yes. I'll never forget that. We were at Disneyland and, you know, two people walk by us in a hijab. And I mean, as soon as they get as close as possible, he, of course,
wait. Oh, what is it?
He says, Mom, are those ninjas? I swear, it never gets old, that
we
one.
We told him, yes, they are.
I don't even know what we said.
Was it a,
I think we just kind of like lightly kicked him and said, shut up.
Yeah. We told him,
shush!
Face forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're getting to the point where they're asking questions and stuff. And so far we've been able to dodge bullets poorly, but we dodge bullets.
Yeah. Recently, the Tooth Fairy with Aiden.
Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
Man. So, you know, I'm a stepdad, so the Tooth Fairy thing was sort of fucking new for me. Mm-hmm. So when I came to live with you guys and you told me to put the money underneath the pillow, and I was just like, no big deal, you know? I go into the room and there's fucking Legos, toys, and all kinds of fucking noisy toys. And I'm stumbling over each and every one of them just to put the fucking money underneath the pillow.
And he puts the money under the pillow and forgets to take the tooth. Kids wake up in the morning like, I got money, but the Tooth Fairy didn't take the tooth. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
It was Isabel.
It was Isabel?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're a terrible Tooth Fairy.
Probably walked out.
He was
like,
fired after that. I had to do it after that. There was, I, yeah.
I probably walked out like, fuck yeah, nailed it. And I was like, where the hell's the tooth?
You know, the worst part is you had no idea you forgot the tooth.
Well, jeez. You know, fuck it. I'm learning.
I don't even know how I avoided that one, but I don't know what I told Isabel.
Yeah, shit. Okay, cool. I got scared for a second. I thought it wasn't recording. Yeah, so, you know, I'm dreading the bigger questions later on in life, but thank God they're asking the little questions right now.
Yeah, they'll get bigger.
Yeah. But Santa's not real. Sorry, guys.
To take a class or something.
They asked me. It got to the point where they asked me, is Mom Santa Claus? I was like, why? Like, I was trying to figure out, like,
because I had a fucking black belt. They thought I was Santa Claus.
Because, you know, Santa Claus has a giant black belt, and Elaine happened to have one.
Oh, giant. We're going to go with giant right now?
Well, I mean, it's a thick one.
Is that what we're going to go
with? It's a thick one.
Okay.
You know, but not like that kind, you know.
Oh, yeah. Clean it up right now.
You know, Santa Claus
belt.
Yeah,
he's trying to get some later, guys, so that's why he's trying to be nice. Hey, baby, tiny little black belt.
Hey. You use that belt later to choke me out of you.
Oh, so it's not giant anymore, huh? Get out of here.
Tiny belt. So, you know, picture the stereotypical Santa Claus belt. It's a thick black one, you know, with the big old belt buckle or whatever. So they go into our room and they see a belt, not even similar to that. It's just a thick black belt hanging. And so the kids
say
asking.
Say thick again.
Huh? Thick. That's sexy or what? Thick. So they go, is Mom Santa Claus? And I'm like, why do you ask? Like, I'm like, what do you know? Because I'm like, I was like sweating it right away. I was like, yes.
Oh,
no, but
God.
I was just like, no, why? They're like, oh, because they have the same, they have a Santa Claus has the same belt like that. And I was just like, no.
First of all, we don't go that far. We don't dress up.
I was like, first of all, Mom's broke. You think she has enough money to give fucking presents to all these kids?
Barely have enough to give our own kids presents.
You, little kid, here's a gift. No. They're like, oh, yeah, huh, that makes sense. So they agreed to, yeah, Mom is pretty broke.
That's so sad. But I am broke, guys. I'm pretty poor.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am.
She made a good living. So speaking of making a good living, you see some stuff at your job. We won't say what you do, but you see some stuff at your job that has to do with shipping and receiving, mostly shipping. And you come across toys.
Yeah.
Butt plugs and whatnot.
Some quote-unquote receiving toys.
What is the weirdest shit that you've seen there?
An 18-inch double-ended dildo.
Really?
And it was, I think, purple.
Purple?
Mm-hmm. People were grabbing it and kind of sort of.
They're like, oh. But here comes the break room.
I didn't even know what it was at first. Like, what the hell is this? Why does it have two sides? Somebody had to seriously fucking explain to me why it had two sides. Yeah, that was weird.
How did that go? Why did it need two sides?
And it was a virgin who explained to me too. That I was like, I guess somebody explained to her, and then.
Well, what did they say? Because I'm in my head, I'm thinking it's a share.
It's like it's like a lesbian, like butt to butt kind of.
Butt to butt.
Yeah, like.
Well, not oh, okay,
like,
okay.
Ass to ass, like, kind of share.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bagel bump and whatever.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, like, when, like, two dogs get stuck together when they...
Yeah, so, I have.
Something like that, I guess. Sounds fun. We should try it later, baby.
We'll call it the stuck together position?
I don't know what to call it.
Have the kids come spray us
grab
down?
Grab the hose?
Kids, don't ask questions. Just spray us down, please.
Oh, God.
So, you've seen 18-inch dildos...
Fleshlights, which I didn't even know what they were until I saw this.
Was that me? That
I gotta say, I was highly disappointed. It was not functional as a actual flashlight.
You wouldn't be mad if it was like he has a fucking flashlight, but it doubles up as an actual flashlight. So
you know what? Yeah,
mad.
That would be handy. I mean, because how many times do we actually need a flashlight in this house and we can't find one? So if it actually worked as a flashlight, I would say that would be pretty impressive. I wasn't impressed. It didn't work as a fucking flashlight. That's all I had to say about that one. What else? Let me see. One of the weird ones, it was like my first virgin, like, pussy ass or something. It was like, it was literally like a vagina
like
and
you
an asshole.
You virgin pussy ass?
I don't even know how it said it, but it literally said my first virgin pussy asshole or something. And it was like literally like a little box. It was like shaped like a little book, but it was a vagina and a bottle.
Jeez.
And it looked pretty real. Like if a woman was a cake and you cut like a square, uh-huh. Like strategic square of what you needed.
So it was just like a little piece. It wasn't like a full on like
no,
full size.
It was just like if you just cut a square piece of a woman.
Who the hell has that? That's just creepy. It's just like parts.
It's well, it wasn't even like a part. It was just like a square. I don't even know how to. It was like a perfect square, and it was just a butthole and a vagina, and it had like the lips and everything. It was pretty impressive, but it was
kind of funny.
It was like a 50. There was like 50 pieces in a box, I think. And
50 pieces? You only
it
need
was a,
three.
It was a double. The funny thing was it was a team three, lift two. Box.
Team lift? What's that?
Team lift, which means the box is too heavy for one person to I swear to God. That's what brought it to my attention. That
you guys are going to have to double team this one.
Yeah. Seriously. Seriously. That's what I was like, what the hell is so heavy in here that it's a team lift? And I was like, oh, it's just... You
virgin
know, butthole. Virgin butthole pussies. Like, okay,
virgin
guys.
Virgin butthole pussies.
Let's handle this, you know. It's, yeah. I don't know, like, off the top of my head, but those are probably the highlights. But there's, like, all kinds of pills for people to take. Oh, like, horny goat weed or something.
Yeah.
Friend
told me about it. I don't know what that is. Friend told me.
Get out of here. I don't even know. Like off the top of my head, that's pretty much all I can think of. But everybody's always opening shit, and be careful what you buy out there, people.
Jeez,
it may or not may have been explored a little.
It may have been explored on the break time. Hello, virgin pussy butthole. For the company I work with, we had to go to a porn distributing center. I don't know if I said that right.
Distribution center?
Yeah.
Yeah? You okay there?
Yes, I got it. Shut up. I got it.
Uneducated humor, guys.
That's what... Well, I put the uneducated in the show. So we would walk in and we would pick up just a barrel of their old DVD, like the pictures, you know, the that goes into the DVD sleeve.
Yeah.
So the, you know, it tells you like Butthole Bangers 1 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So for some reason they threw them out and we would go over there and collect them. So we would show up at the center and they would just have like giant sex toys everywhere. And I think the craziest one that I had seen was like the Hulk fist or something like that. It was like when the Avengers first came out.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a fucking green fist. I mean, I'm a nerd and everything, but I can't imagine like buying like a Hulk fist or whatever.
That's
yeah.
It's kind of scary.
No shit. That's an aggressive fucking fist, you know? Getting punched right in the taco, you know?
Wow. I kind of want to see that.
It gives a whole different meaning to Hulk smash.
I'm kind
you know?
Of curious to see that. I'm kind of ashamed to say that. I'm curious to see how that would like work anatomy like.
I'm going to order it on Amazon Prime.
No. I want to see it. I don't know. We were crazy.
That's what we need is the kids finding our Hulk smash fist or whatever.
Oh, Mom, we look cool. Thanks.
It's all punching his sister in the face.
Found a Christmas present you forgot to give us.
He's like, where's the other one? And it only came with one.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, so,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I bought a toy. And not like a dildo or a butt plug or anything like that. I heard on this one show, and they're giving like sex toy reviews, and this guy was talking about a ring.
Oh God!
You know the cock ring or whatever. So I figured, you know what? Fuck it. You know, we've been in a relationship, whatever. We've seen each other's buttholes and whatnot. You know, so why not mix it up? You know, like so. I bought a ring, and I decided to surprise you with it. And you're not really for it, but I was just like, you know, fuck it. You know, we get all drunk.
I was a good sport, guys.
Yes.
I was a good sport.
Yes. So you know we. You know, we played with it or whatever. And the next day I get up and go to work, I thinking that I fucking put it away. And I get an angry phone call from you saying,
oh my God. So I get up and I get the kids ready for school. And Layla's usually asleep, you know, so I just hurry up and get them ready as fast as I can. Then I wake her up and we go out the door. Well, you know, we had fun time the night before. And I was getting kids ready for school, and I guess Layla had woken up, and she was quietly playing. She didn't cry. She didn't make a noise. Because apparently, she found something fun to play with. Somebody doesn't know how to put shit away. So, I told Isabel, I didn't even know, okay? I didn't even know what she had. I just told Isabel, oh, your sister's awake, but...
Isabel's our middle child.
Isabel's our middle child. And I said, go ahead and go play with Layla for a minute. So she's like, yeah. And then, so I finish up everything, and then I go to grab Layla. And Izzy goes, oh, yeah, Layla found her teether. And I'm like, what teether?
Oh, this vibrating one.
And oh, my God.
It's not funny, but I go to grab...
And see what she had, and she had
the cock ring.
She had the cock ring, and it was, I don't know how the fuck she managed to turn it on.
It was on?
It was on.
Oh, wow, I did not know
it
that.
It was on. Yeah. It was on.
I got in trouble.
So I was like, wow. Yeah, I was like, I tried to grab it as quickly as I can.
It's like slow motion. No.
I you know, felt like I had to douse her in a freaking bath of alcohol after that. But, you know, had to settle for sanitizer because like we had to go to school. But that was fun. Yes. And I was very angry at Arnold. Put shit away. That's ridiculous.
Put your cock ring away.
Yeah. Put your cock ring away.
Yeah. So needless to say, that's probably as adventurous as I'm going to get with toys.
Yeah. Yeah, because our kids are going to find them.
And by the way,
explore.
It said an hour battery. That shit still works.
I mean, apparently.
I can massage
it. Either you left it on or night, or she really figured out how to turn it on. I don't know.
I don't know
which one I want.
I think it's powerful, by the way. You got a knot in your back, just use that. Knock it right out. Knock your back pain right out. Yeah, so that's just...
That's one for the baby book, guys.
That's one for the baby book. That and my fucking... My makeshift fucking crotches underwear. Just holy ass underwear.
Oh, yeah. We're finally slowly but surely getting rid of them, but, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty sad when you go to work and your balls hanging out of your fucking shorts because...
It was so cute because when we first started dating, you're like bringing out all your Calvin Klein underwear and all this stuff. And then, fancy shit. I don't know, like 6 months into it, I started seeing the super fucking holy ass underwear. Like, I mean, I was like, what is this? Like, it's like two legs and no middle. Like,
didn't you say that one night I was asleep and I was wearing a holy pair of underwear and my balls hanging out? Oh,
I actually took a picture. I took a picture of that. I think I sent it to you that night.
No, you sent me the text. I took it. You said something about, I got up to get some water and I saw your ball hanging out, so I took a picture.
Yeah.
That was the funniest fucking text I had seen. I was like,
sometimes
yeah.
He sleeps with his legs like open and just depending on how shitty his underwear. Not shitty. I should have used a better word that you're not shitty, but, but how holy.
Yeah. I'm in the holy mood, you know?
Yeah. Save them for Sunday, baby. Save them for Sunday.
It was Sunday. You know, Saturday night, going into Sunday, feeling holy, the mighty power of Jesus in my nutsack.
Slowly but surely getting rid of those, but...
I'm phasing them out on my own. I'm like, time to get rid of these. Mm-hmm. It's like my balls are just hanging out. So, yeah, you know, we like to have fun, either inside the bedroom and outside. I say this all the time, and it sounds cheesy, but you are my fucking best friend. It gets to the point where I feel a little too comfortable around you.
Yes, that's true. I can vouch for that.
What do you have in mind? Nothing.
Oh, that I think you're too comfortable.
Yeah. You can tell me.
When you talk about like your upset stomach and your diarrhea and
I wouldn't.
How you blew up a toilet at some customer's bathroom.
Look at. So for the most part, like I'm a truck driver and I go from customer to customer, and I don't like to use a restroom that's inside an office. I would rather go to one that's in the hallway or whatever. But there's I talked about this on the last episode. Did you listen, by the way?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You goddamn liar. What did I talk about?
I didn't.
Thanks for the support, baby. I'm trying to get listeners, and my own fiance won't even listen. Thanks a lot, baby.
Because you don't send me the link. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, you follow the show page and everything. I literally post links to everything.
Please forgive.
Yeah, I unfriended you a long time ago, sorry.
I'm sorry, I blocked you like 6 months ago.
So, you know, I was talking about how I drink this dieter's tea. And
this 99-cent store, we call it poop tea in our house. It's called the poop tea. The kids have been warned to avoid this tea at all costs.
Because avoid the tea and avoid the restroom.
We're not ready for that day. We're like, Mom, we drank the wrong tea. So we call it the poop tea, you know, so just to make it clear that...
That they avoid the tea and avoid the restrooms. Mm-hmm. So anyways, like I was telling on the last episode, so I plan it out. I drink it at night, use the restroom in the morning. And by the way, like, it's a small fucking apartment, so when you hear me destroying the fucking toilet, everybody can fucking hear it.
And then he tries to cough to cover it. So
I just... And then a big old fucking fart after that.
It's so terrible.
But it's much more...
And he coughs, like after, just kind of just exactly like that happened right now. Like, he doesn't time the cough, like, during it. He coughs, like, after. He farts, and then he coughs.
I go...
Or the other way around.
You go...
Yes. I get that shit right, I swear.
So anyways, I go to my customers, and I don't like to use it because for that exact reason. Like, if it's in the office, they can hear everything, and I try to do the and they hear it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's why I'm like, yeah, I had to go once, and I fucking destroyed this, my customer's restroom. But I was like, but then
he describes the poop to me. He's like, yeah, I forgot we had corn last night, but, you know, and then I remembered.
Yeah, so, you know, that too, and don't act like I don't be hearing you blow it up.
That's
either.
Because Layla doesn't let me close the door sometimes. And then she's learned how to open the door now, so that's fun. And trying to use the restroom, and Arnold wants to come and walk up to go and talk to me. And
I'm at that point where I was like, I don't care. Hey.
And I do care.
What's for dinner?
Yes, oh God. Again. I hate that question. What's for dinner? Food. Fuck. That's what's for dinner. Sometimes I don't even know what's for dinner until I'm actually in the kitchen making it. So when he puts me on the spot, what's for dinner? It's like, I don't know. Like, give me a second. Like, I don't know. I don't know why you're so concerned. What's for dinner? every
God
day.
Damn it. I told you. I'm a fucking fatty. I told you the pork chop story, right? I don't know if I said...
over the pork chop story.
I don't know if I said it on here, but I'll tell you the pork chop story. So, as a kid, I was such a fucking fat shit. Up until this day, my favorite food is pork chops.
Yeah.
So, my stepmom happened to make them really good. So, whenever she would make pork chops, they would only give me, like, one or two, which is fucking reasonable for, like, an eight-year-old. Mm-hmm. What I would do is, so I would throw the bones in the trash can, and then when everybody went to sleep, I would go in the trash can, pull the bones out.
Oh, my God.
And I would suck on it on the middle of the night, and then I would put it underneath my bed, and then get up the next morning, suck on it, and then throw it away. That's
no. Day. Apparently, you didn't throw them away because didn't she find a whole pile of them underneath your bed?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like girl interrupted, like chicken bones underneath the fucking bed.
I was like fucking eight, you know. It was, you know what? It was a compliment to her. She made really good pork chops.
That's crazy.
Yes, you know what, baby? You need to step up your pork chop game, you know. Or else I would have pork chop bones underneath the.
I don't even like pork chop. We don't really eat pork in this house, but.
Yeah,
it's upon occasion, yeah.
So yeah, so I've been getting a little too comfortable, and I haven't crossed the line where I said like I haven't called you a bitch or anything like that in a playful way.
No, you have not, because
I did it once and it was funny.
When?
When you said something like you're telling the story of like when you went to the gas station, you're like this guy was looking at me like, "Hey, bitch, you need some help?"
Oh yeah.
And then I rolled up. You were somewhere, and I met you up. I met up with you somewhere. I was like, "Hey, bitch, you need some help?"
Yeah.
And it was funny.
Yes.
So the one time it wasn't funny when I called you a trick.
Oh, yes.
This was the funniest shit ever. It was, you know, it's funny after. So we go to the gas station and, you know, we have a routine. So like if I'm driving, I'll get out and pump the gas, whatever. So she pulled up and she's driving and she just jumps on her phone and I was like, okay, I guess I'll go pay for the gas. And I come back and you're still on your phone. You're like, oh, baby, can you pump the gas too? And my response was, damn, trick, and I got to pay for your gas? And you got fucking mad. Don't call me a trick. Do you know what a fucking trick means? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, baby. So after I get in the car and everything, you're like, thank you for paying for my gas, baby. Maybe I'll do something special for you later.
I did. I can't believe I walked right into that cliche.
And I was like, you know, that's the definition of a trick move, what you just did.
I did.
And we started laughing. And yeah. I learned my lesson to never call you a trick.
Didn't we start listening to that song from that movie?
Which one?
Whoop that trick. Didn't we start listening to the Hustle and Flow soundtrack after that? We're like, yeah. Remember that movie about the tricks? We did. Yeah. We started listening to that soundtrack after.
Oh, my God.
The Hustle and Flow. You know it's hard out here for Pam.
That was the funniest fucking shit ever. I was all, like, feeling guilty. I was like, oh, maybe I crossed the line. Shouldn't have called her a trick. Thank you, baby,
thank you
pumping.
So much for my gas, baby. Maybe we'll hook you up later tonight. I did. I can't believe I did that.
It went from being mad to like, oh, thank you. That was a funny
shit. Nothing
turns
me on more than a full tank of gas.
And fucking, what is it? Some Starbucks coffee.
In Starbucks, yeah.
So, oh, you got me coffee? And you put gas?
Yes.
And you pumped it? Nice.
Woo! It's getting hot in here, guys.
So let's take a quick break. We're going to close it out with your favorite game.
Oh, no. Are
you know what? I made it to where, okay, I was like, sex moves, you know, Lane's kind of, you know.
Jolly Babblies were my favorite, guys. He's ruining them.
So we're going to play the guessing game with Bean Boozled. And you know what? I made it to where it might benefit you. We're going to play the guessing game, and it's the Celebrity Fragrance Edition.
Okay, I should be good at this.
You should be good at
this. I like celebrity
fragrances. Alright, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll play the guessing game. And we're back. Oh my
God. Are you serious?
Yeah. I want to knock it out. So, this is the guessing game. Ready to play?
I guess.
Alright, let's get the theme show going.
Let me take a sip of water. I'm going to start over because I talked during that.
So, yeah. It's time for the guessing game. All right, so this time I'm going to read you off 10. It's going to be the top 10 celebrity perfumes and fragrances between 2016 and 2017. This is according to the Top 101 News website. So it's a bullshit website. Okay. Are you ready to play? Say yes. Can I get an enthusiastic yes?
Yes.
And let me redo it again. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right. So, top 10 celebrity perfumes. Now, I'm going to read you the question, and you take your time. So, I'm going to read you the name of the fragrance. All right, ready? Mm-hmm. From number 10. Luscious Pink. Is that the singer Pink, Mariah Carey, or Jim Carey?
What?
It's called Luscious Pink. Is it from the singer Pink, Mariah Carey, or Jim Carey?
Why is Jim Carrey on the list? But I kind of feel like he's supposed to be.
To throw you off.
Is it to throw me off? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with Jim Carrey.
You're going with Jim Carrey. Luscious Pink is by Jim Carrey.
Because it doesn't sound...
That is incorrect.
Oh, shit.
So, let me mark it down. Oh, and for those who forgot to...
Luscious Pink? Mariah would come up with that? Or Pink would come up with that?
Mariah Carey. That's Mariah Carey's.
Oh, that's freaking slut.
Oh, so I forgot to mention, for everyone that you get right, I owe you $2, which I still owe you $12 from the last one. And whatever one you get wrong, you have to eat a Jelly Belly. Oh, whatever one you get right, I have to eat a Jelly Belly. Oh. So this one you got wrong.
So I have to eat one.
So let's shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. And pick one out.
Okay. Good grief.
What is it?
Oh, wow. This looks like a booger, but hopefully it's
not. Let me see. So it's green, and it's either going to be booger, juicy pear.
No, it's not juicy pear. It's booger.
Ooh, you got a booger. One wrong.
It's bad, but it's not that bad.
It's not that bad? Mm. Number 9, Nude. Nude. Is it by Rihanna, Katy Perry, or Gwen Stefani?
Oh, shit. Man, this is harder than I thought.
I know.
Rihanna?
And that answer is... Shit.
Good. Here you go.
So now I have to eat one of these.
Rihanna likes to be naked. That's why I just... She says naked.
It sounds slutty, so it must be her.
It must be Rihanna.
So this one's blue. So this one's either going to be berry blue or toothpaste. Either way, I'm walking out with some fresh breath. That is berry blue.
You're so freaking lucky.
All right. All right, number 8. This one's called Girlfriend. Girlfriend. Now, is it by... Hang on, let me get my thinking music. Girlfriend. Is it by Nicki Minaj, Kim Kardashian, or Justin Bieber?
Kim Kardashian has fragrances? Man, I'm really out of the loop. Or Justin Bieber? Oh, it's Justin Bieber!
That answer is... Correct!
Yeah, that was easy.
Shit. Wait, you got that one...
So if Kim Kardashian makes a fragrance, she should just call it whore.
She should just call it tuna.
It's called Whore by Kim Kardashian.
This one is either going to be chocolate pudding or dog food.
Oh, God.
Shit, I don't even have water myself.
Here, you could have some more.
Let's see what it is. Oh, it's fucking dog food.
I was just joking. You can't have any of that.
That's disgusting. Ooh, wow. Oh, shit. Sorry. Okay, number 7. Can-Can. Is it Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, or Lionel Richie?
So you did throw him in there to throw me off. Okay.
I don't Can-Can.
Who is the first one?
Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, or Lionel Richie?
Paris Hilton.
Oh, shit. I
didn't even know Nicole Richie had a fragrance line.
I don't know if she does or not, but that answer is correct.
Yay, me!
So far, you're doing pretty good.
I thought she said designer fragrances in the beginning. That's why I thought it would be good at this.
No, it said celebrity perfumes.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like half listening and half not listening.
Oh, thank you for listening.
I told you, sometimes your voice just makes me like horny. Sleep.
What? This one is either going to be booger or juicy pear.
Oh.
Let's see what it is. That's booger.
it's not that bad. Don't be a big baby.
It tastes like jalapeno or something.
It does, yeah, right?
That's like a jalapeno.
It has like a spiciness.
Yeah. Maybe they were trying to go for jalapeno popper. Maybe it's like
Mexican boogers.
Mexican boogers.
Sorry, that was racist.
Eat it.
Are you ready? I don't know. I'm not that kind of Mexican guy. So that's why
the jelly bean is Mexican. Tastes like bean dip.
Just it's all set.
Oh, shit. I lost the pitch. Where'd he go? Oh, here we go. All right, number six. This one is called Fame. Is it by David Bowie?
Go ahead.
David Bowie, Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, or shut up, don't make fun of me. Or Sarah Jessica Parker.
I'm going to go with Lady Gaga.
I gave it away, huh? You said it all stupid. You said it all dark. Lady Gaga.
Little John Travolta right there. What are you saying? It was supposed to be Idina Menzel, and he said something.
Adele Dazeem. Lady Gaga.
Okay. I got that one right.
You did. You're doing surprisingly better than I thought you would.
Yeah, because I do remember that fragrance.
This one's light, so this one's either going to be
banana,
rotten egg, or buttered popcorn.
Oh, I thought it.
And this one is.
I hope it's rotten egg. Keep making me play this game.
This one is buttered popcorn.
Oh, boo!
Yeah.
To match your teeth.
How dare you? Be buttered corn.
Buttered popcorn.
Be buttered corn. How dare you? What was it? Number six. So number five, Midnight Fantasy. Midnight Fantasy. This one is somebody either black. Huh? That's racist. I'm about to edit that out.
Sorry.
I'm gonna leave it. Midnight Fantasy. Is it Ariana Grande, Christina Aguilera, or Britney Spears?
Okay, well, none of them are black, so this is harder than I thought.
Jeez.
I'm dark. I could make these jokes. Okay, again? Sorry.
Midnight Fantasy. Ariana Grande, Christina Aguilera, or Britney Spears? God damn it. I gotta start over the thinky music.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Britney Spears because she has a fantasy line, so I'm pretty sure I got that one correct.
Ooh, that is correct. Shit! I'm moving big fucking bucks over here. Alright. That's fucking funny. Must be black. Don't judge us. I dropped it. Alright, this one is either going to be canned dog food or chocolate pudding. Let's see what it is. That's dog food. Yeah. It tasted... Oh, I can still smell the booger. It tasted sweet at first, and then it has like a really shitty aftertaste.
No. That one smells bad. I smelled it earlier.
No, I don't want to smell a chewed up shit that you had.
No. Oh.
So we're putting these in an empty cup. So remember that these are an empty cup and don't fucking spit in it.
Oh.
You thought it was so fucking funny. So
no,
should we...
that's gross. No, I don't want to tell that all right. story.
Spit in a cup and I drank it. Just thought it was the funniest shit ever.
I didn't. He poured more soda in it and then he drank it.
Mm-mm, this tastes like spit. That is not good.
Yeah, it's a longer story than that, but I had a loogie. I don't know why I wasn't feeling good that day. I was sitting down with the baby. I was stuck, and I spit in the cup, and I put it behind me, and I guess he decided to use that cup for soda.
And it was a loogie.
Yeah, and he drank my loogie. That's love.
Anywho, I'm getting mad all over again. Anywho, number four, I Fancy You. Is this by Jessica Simpson, Ashley Simpson, or O.J. Simpson?
Oh, God. Really? You just want to eat another Jolly Belly?
You know what? If you came out with a fragrance, you make a killing.
Jessica Simpson.
Ooh, let me get myself a... That was a good joke.
I got it correct.
What is it?
Jessica Simpson.
That is correct. God damn it. I really try to make this like where it wouldn't be too easy. Shit.
Ashley Simpson.
Really? You're tripping over Ashley and not OJ Simpson?
No. Because he's obviously not in there.
Because he's black.
No, murder. By OJ Simpson.
We'll make a murdering on this fucking... All right, so this one's going to be... This one's actually not bad. Oh, wait, never mind. This is either coconut or spoiled milk.
Oh, yeah, I had that one before.
Good spoiled milk? Is it bad?
Yeah, it's really ugly.
All right. Listen in. It tastes like milk, but it doesn't taste spoiled.
No, it tastes spoiled. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
It hits you, right?
Yeah, it's after. It tastes like sweet, sour milk.
That's it. That's it. Milk. Yeah, that's gross. No, thank you.
Okay, the next one, number three. Number three, it's called Live Lux. Live Lux. It's either by Jennifer Lopez, P. Diddy, or Ben Affleck.
Really?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
The answer is correct.
Wow. Okay.
That was correct. God damn it. I tried to throw you off at all the people that she banged.
Right. That list is way longer if you didn't realize that.
What, the show?
No, all the people that she banged.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the list, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In my head. All right, this one's green, so this one's either going to be sour apple or minion fart. I'm kind of hoping it's a minion fart. I want to see what it tastes like.
He wants to know what minion farts taste like.
God damn it. That's a good one. I really wanted to see what it tasted like. Number two. Truth or dare? Truth or dare?
Wait. Is this another game?
Or no, same one. It's a number of fragrance. It's number two on the top 10 celebrity perfumes.
Ooh, okay.
Truth or dare? Taylor Swift, Madonna, or Selena Gomez?
Ooh, I didn't know.
I'm gonna go ahead and put you down as you're not gonna know this one.
Selena Gomez.
That is incorrect. That is shit. Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
Her old ass is still making perfume?
Yeah.
Wow.
She has another one called Leathery Vagina.
That was a little cold.
Alright.
Brr. Oh shoot, I have to do it. I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What'd you get?
Can I look?
Go ahead. It really doesn't make no difference.
Okay, I won't look though. I think if I look, I'm gonna give myself my look. Shit, it's brown.
Shit is brown. What is it? It's not dog food. It would have hit you right away.
It's pudding.
Nice.
Yay.
All right, so the last one on the top 10 celebrity fragrances of 2016 and 2017. Midnight Heat. Dolson sounds like a black perfume. So that's why I named a bunch of black people. Gladys Knight, Beyonce, or Elizabeth Taylor. Midnight Heat.
Elizabeth Taylor's not black.
She's not? No. My bad. That makes me incorrect. She is white.
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
And that is right.
There you go.
Let's see. You tally it up. See how much I owe you. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. $16 I owe you. So you a whopping, what, $28?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, let's see what the last one is. This one's white. This one's white. Sorry, my voice cracked on that one. This is either going to be buttered popcorn or rotten egg. I hope it's rotten egg because we're about to do it right now. So
no!
Don't make out with rotten egg. Like, hey, baby, how are you doing? Smell that rotten egg. I farted, but my breath also smells. Alright, let's see what it is. Maybe let me kill this music. And it is buttered popcorn.
Again?
Alright. By the way, before we end the show, I was listening to Baby Boss, or was it Boss Baby?
Boss Baby.
And I heard a conversation that sounded really familiar.
Okay. What is it?
I feel guilty because my mind went to the wrong place. Mm-hmm. I was like, this conversation I've had with Lynn before.
I want you to suck it.
You suck it.
No, it's for you to suck.
Ugh, I'm not sucking that.
Suck it.
I don't know where it's been.
It's not where it's been. It's where it will take you.
Oh my god, I remember that scene.
And that's a full tank of gas and a big cup of Starbucks. So that being said, this has been Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lane.
Suck it easy. That was really fun.
Some Oscars, they deserve Grammys, they imposters. I be rolling with my project homies, it's a vibe. I just did some deals with the homie, it's a vibe. Been on over, split sides, it's a vibe. Yeah. I go through with triples and some shotters. I gotta accept that I'm a monster. I pull up in several different options. That all, but most of them came topless. I shattered your dreams with this cream I make. Gotta be on codeine to think of shit I say. I can't feel my toes, but ain't gon' fold up. I was in the double law when I rolled.
I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been riding 85. I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest. I got millions on my mind, and you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe. I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been riding 85. I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest. I got millions on my mind. You didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe.
Dig what I'm saying, Janelle Drake's on me daily. Dig what I'm saying, she look like she's sponsored by Mercedes. Dig what I'm saying, this Creek cologne is on me, baby. Dig what I'm saying, I'm going hard. Yeah. I pop ugly in your memory. You should be glad I'm showing you sympathy. I gave you real love out the gutter, Never let you go, you gon' suffer from it. I gon' do with triples and some shotters. I gotta accept that I'm a monster. I pull up in several different options. That all, but most of them came topless. I shattered your dreams with this cream I make. Gotta be on codeine to think of shit I say. I can't feel my toes, but I ain't gon' fold up. I was in the double law when I rolled.
Yeah. Hell of you on my right leg. Nah, hinges overload, you did the same.
I feel like I should be giving up. You can't leave if it's too much. But I'm tired of you leading me on. Where this shit is going, and I've been stuck in all your apologies. Gave my all, but you want it all from me. Keep your love, it doesn't feel the same. I hope it hurts you when you hear my name.